You've had all the hits, now you can go home. Well, I used to be disgusted that I tried to be amused. Since their wings have got rusted, you know the angels want to marry the shields, but when they told me about their side of the bargain, that's when you that I cannot refuse. And I won't get it all the angels want to marry the shields. I was watching my
I take you seriously. Sharp and ideal is a bobby pin. Now your
eyes a deserted and quiet. We both look like a slow shattered mannequins floating through the window in the riot. She lies in his arms and without any qualms. Rivers in shadow and light. She seems brutal and small. It don't sound like her at all. Since she came back to him, since she came back to him.
started out, I want to play some really, really quiet songs when I started out. I didn't used to be so I was kind of shy. And I was writing these songs in my bedroom, and then I sent away my tapes to the publishers, because I saw a Hollywood movie once where somebody ran into my office and said, "Have I got a song for you?" And the next thing I knew, Jimmy Durante was singing it in the movie. And I believe that was how it was. And we came across some very startled people, because I would run into their office and say, "Have I got a song for you?" Anyway, after a while, I realized that maybe it was something to do with my animal magnetism, but I wasn't having it. So I started sending the songs away under a plain wrapper, kind of like a dirty book. And they helpfully sent most of them back. And then eventually I heard they were going to play it on the radio, on a local radio station in London. And I was so scared. And I went into the kitchen, and I turned on the radio, and then I turned off all the lights so nobody could see me listening to myself on the radio. And then eventually the DJ played my little tape, and I just recorded it in the bedroom. It's before iPads and everything, you know. And I thought, this is it. The clouds will crack open and a big finger will come down and point at me. And my life will be forever changed. And then they went to the weather forecast. But I'd like to play the song for you because it's so lovely, this wall, isn't it? It's beautiful.
But the ship is
to your health, that I'm always myself. And I'm only talking to myself. diamond for the degree. There's a page back in history, 45. Taking that to the world that they fought for. Did it turn out just like they thought? 45. Yeah, a song to say. Here's a record, so you put it on 45. Now here's what we're looking at. Now your old boots is running down 45. Every scratch, every click, every heartbeat, every breath that I held for you 45. There's a statue black and vinyl, which is yours now and which is mine, 45. Here is a song to say, did you not measure it? What do you lose, what do you get, what do you wear? There's a treble deal every night, there's a rebel diamond shirt. But the words are a mystery. Till you die down a 33 and a 3. Cause it helps you the allocution. Corporations to revolutions. 45. So don't you weep and chill. So change your mood and stay. When you lose, when it all goes to your head. I'm shot and now it's dead. 45. Bells and chimes, it's a falling. It creeps up under that one. 45. Every scratch, every click, every heartbeat, every breath that I've lost, I confess. 45.
Town, but I'm still standing. so much.
He won't come out now if you... he won't come... My special guest is he won't come out of your chair like that because he's a shy and retiring fellow. I'd like to introduce my special friend for this evening. It's me. Bert Bacharach.
All of you clap along, and those of you in the expensive seats can rattle your jewellery. Now, somewhere in the first half of the show, my little dad, he was only really little, he was only 5'5", and he sang, "If I Had a Hammer," for the Queen Mother. The Queen Mother, actually, never having had a job of her own, was very fond of her. She had all the hits of leather. So it went on through the 1960s. My dad was on the radio and on the television when I was really little. I thought he lived in the television. So then something strange happened. About 1968, he left the dance band and he decided that he was going to take a message of love and tolerance to the working man of England. And he travelled around playing social clubs and miners' clubs, singing "Everything Is Beautiful." At this time, he'd grown his hair long, and he kind of looked like Peter Sellers in "What's New Pussycat." or for the younger people in the audience, Austin Powers. it was kind of strange in our house because he would say things like, "Grow your hair, you're a disgrace to the family." So when I was about 17, I'd learned to play the guitar a little bit, and he let me go along and carry his trumpet and sit in with the band, and we went up to Blackpool. Now, here in Nebraska, it's hard to imagine the beauty that is Blackpool. It's a seaside resort on the west coast of England, faces the Irish Sea. In fact, on a good day, you can even see the sea. Most of the time, there's just this big flat strand of sand and 5-star donkeys tied to a post to scare children. And somehow, at the end of the day, everybody got sunburned. They'd eaten too much what you call cotton candy, what we call candy floss, not too much pop. And the mums and dads push their kids into bed at the hotel and go to the club to hear my dad sing "Everything Is Beautiful." And now I'm there with my white Les Paul copy with gold fittings. So I'm deeply shocked to find out it was not real gold. And I'm tuning up to the band, and just as the curtain goes up, I hear the organ. Organs are like old gentlemen. They take a while to get going, but after they get going, I can't stop them. So I hear the organ, and I'm completely out of tune with that. So I do what any sensible person would do. I got that gold volume control, and I turned it right off. And I played the show of my life. After a couple of numbers, I got kind of fancy, you know. It was a perfect introduction to a life in pop music. And the reason that I'm sitting here before you is
Look at the graceful way she dances. One foot speaks, the other answers. Roll up to the gold train, non-stop through the city. Step right up and show your face. Only one for the pretty ones. Roll up to the gold train, non-stop through the city. Step right up and show your face. Only one for the pretty ones. She plays the queen of the fleet pit. He plays a Spanish guitar. He got a black eye from a waitress. She's not seeing him at the stars. You can be refused. You can be replaced. You can change your name, but you can't change your face. And when they make believe it's just another holiday, they turn on each other as they hear that joke and say, the ghost train non-stop through the city. Step right up and show your face. Only one of the pretty ones. The ghost train non-stop through the city. Step right up and show your face. Only one of the pretty ones. Woo! I believe.
Thank you.
knew the tenders would take you, just like watching the tenders get so angry when the teardrops start. Just like watching the detectives, just like watching the detectives, just like watching the detectives. Thank you.
Never felt good, never.
while he's kicking his way. She knows that I can help them. She could be in pictures. She wants a hug out of her. He's gonna hold out of his surprise. She got down to the favorite size. She passed balls and claws. She passed balls, passed balls and claws. She
thank you.
Let's close the door and say, I can't.
was written with Miss Loretta Lynn.
And,
I had the great pleasure of spending an afternoon with her and trying to write some songs, and Miss Loretta came in with a box file. It had written on a label on it, songs. I was pleased she didn't bring her bills with her, you know. She tipped them all out on the table and said, "Come on, honey, you know, we've got to make some songs out of these." And I started picking them up, and there was like incredible titles like "Thank God for Jesus." How is it possible that nobody has written "Thank God for Jesus"? She had one that I stole the title, and it was called "Pardon Me, Madam, My Name Is Eve." I said, it's, you know, it, continuing the biblical theme, it's obviously Eve's song to Adam's second wife, you know. And then I picked up one piece of cardboard, and it had written on it the original lyrics of "You Ain't Woman Enough to Take My Man." And I said, "Loretta, how come this is not in the Country Music Hall of Fame? You know, this should be in a glass case." And she must have just written it down the minute that song popped into her head. And when I flipped it over, it was a box of underwear. She said, "I can't give it to the Country Music Hall of Fame, then they'll know all my secrets." For the season that it is.
Well, there's a difference in the way that you kiss me. There's a sadness in your eyes you can't hide.
Yeah.
Why do you tremble when I hold you? I wonder if you feel the same. I feel a chill before the winter came. Sure, it seems.
Disappear like a Bye.
as I feel the wind take. You used to hold it right in your hand, but it took harder than he could take. Sometimes I wish that I could stop you from talking when I hear the things that you say. I think somebody better would have a big lie, 'cause I can't stand to see you this way.
Musician, he saw him, he was in the army, and then he played on the White Star Line, and he traveled to America in the 1920s playing the cornet and the trumpet in the French horn. And he came ashore just in time to discover there was no use for musicians anymore. Third class ticket in his pocket, punching down the shadows underneath the socket. Tweeko turned up against the fog. Slow coach is rolling all the mob between a very memory and approaching some fog. Say a prayer, curling on a lynching gown. Who's changed alone and not the right amount? Forgotten man, indifferent nation. Waiting on a platform at a Lancashire station. Somebody's calling you again. It's finally gone. Just standing around. Nobody wants to buy a cattle feeder fairy lullaby in a colliery town. The hip flask and fumble scheme of some stage, not Josephine. It's all again now. Eyes going in and out of focus, mind in from today.
welcome you again. The sky has fallen, Jim is standing in the rain. Her soft breath was gentle on his neck. If he could choose the time to die, then he would come to life this underneath the painted sky. She woke up in college, shouting on a stake, and then she began to cry. Darned silver pantyhose of a frizz, and then warms their hands around the brazen. Forgotten man, indifferent nation, waiting on a platform at a Lancashire station. Somebody's calling you again. It's finally dawning.
Don't you remember? I
know anything about it.
Time I feel like there's a time when
so fine about this love and understanding. What's so fine about this love and understanding? Sometimes when love is strong, you are trusted. Every reason of me, sweet harmony. And each time I feel it slipping away, just makes me want to cry. What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? Oh, what's so funny about peace, love, and understanding?
See you again.